Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WENF, Women, the Nurturing Spirit. This is our Love Sport series. It is my belief that you want to hear in Love Sport to be in rest of loving yourself. This is our third Love Sport competition. You have already been asked 6 questions to defend your love yourself. Today, 3 more questions here at the moment. The only place where being preached. Before we begin, anyone with questions or comments, please call us at 1-347-945-6789. We will continue to gather facts that prove you are guilty and love you yourself. Again, this is an open, mental, emotional, soul, and spiritual love. So plan your event, gather your facts, speak your truth, and we will begin Love for Spirit in a moment. Welcome again to Love Court. I am Lady J, and I call to the stand for the third time you, your own uniqueness, the man or the woman in the mirror, the one and only, the one of a kind, you. Question number 7. Are you a mentor? One source says a wise and trusted counselor or teacher is what a mentor is. Another source says a mentor is someone who imparts skills or knowledge towards something. Let me share some of the basic tasks of a mentor. You establish a positive personal relationship with someone. A mentor establishes mutual trust and respect. A mentor maintains regular interaction and consistent support. And a mentor makes time together enjoyable and fun. Next, a mentor is someone who is a provider, someone who helps develop or begin to develop life skills. You work with someone to accomplish specific program goals, or you instill the framework for developing life skills, being able to make decisions, goal setting, helping with conflict resolutions, and helping to manage money. Those are some of the things that a mentor can provide to a mentee. Also, a mentor provides opportunities. You assist someone in obtaining additional resources, such as you may provide awareness of resources that may be available to them. Kind of act as a resource broker instead of, say, maybe just the one who provides resources. So you have a lot of information to share with people. Also, you may be someone who guides, advocates, and coach. Also, as a mentor, you bring balance. Increase someone's ability to interact with people and groups of all races and cultures and socioeconomic situations. You respect and explore differences among people and groups from various backgrounds. You do not promote values and beliefs of one group as superior to another. It's balanced as a great mentor. Now, based on the research that I've done, most of us would be considered a mentor. However, I want for our Love Court conversation to go past the task and the definition of a mentor. And let's see with the attitude, the expectation, and the very heart of a mentor. So, do you have the heart of a mentor? Such as, do you have passion? Do you feel this thing? Do they know you feel this thing? Do you care? Or are you one of those mentors who's just filling their community obligation? Or want to make their resume look good? We're talking about having the heart of a mentor. Passion. Do you have focus? Do you have the ability to forgive yourself and others? Are you teachable? Do you have an open heart and an open mind? Do you love to inspire others? Are you patient? Do you give and receive information? Do you have the ability to listen? And are you self-motivated and you know how to birth great vision? Mentoring is having a heart to serve. It's bringing to the table what others ask for. When we ask for iced tea, so we're at a restaurant, and we ask for iced tea. We do not want someone to bring us a glass of soda or pop, depending on where you live in the country. Like a waitress or a waiter who serves us in a restaurant, one who serves is attentive, pays attention, takes notes. Great mentoring invokes us to intimacy. Getting to really know the person that we are mentoring. It also invokes us to empowerment, willing to help someone be better than ourselves, and invokes us to be responsible, taking ownership for my part, your part, our part in the relationship. To me, it is very important to mentor people what they need. What I mean is we bring to a person what they need, not what we think they need, not what we believe they should have. We bring to them what they need. Mentoring, to me, is an answer to prayer. Pardon me, please. May I have your attention? I know you have plans. You see, I have this invitation. There is someone praying morning, noon, and night, praying through the darkness, looking for some answers inside the light. Heart heavy laden, mind full of fear, questions flooding the soul, eyes filled with tears. Think about this. When we want a particular thing on the menu or in life and the server tells us there's no more, we are so disappointed. So when we know our purpose, our gift, we have the answers, We have the resources, and we refuse to service to others. There is great disappointment. Purpose dries up in the heart, and the spirit becomes ugly. Life is difficult, and the universe has a hole in it. As we walk our talk, we inspire and encourage self-responsibility so that each one teaches one. A chain of mentoring continues to spread love to others and to the world. This is the heart of a mentor. So now, question number 8. Are you a mentee? Do you have a business, purpose, career mentor, and a spiritual mentor? What is a mentee? A mentee for me is someone who has, of course, a mentor. A mentee. One source says that mentorship refers to a personal developmental relationship in which a more experienced or more knowledgeable person helps a less experienced, less knowledgeable person. Another source says that a mentee is one guided by a mentor, meaning I'll be using the source. So what I'm doing, I'm going to use this source for our conversation today, meaning one who guides. A mentee is one who is guided by someone else who may know a little more than you. And you are guided by a mentor, both for business and spiritual. It is a time to surrender and to be humble and to be taught. It's a way of letting. It's kind of like a balance to me in the universe. A business mentor helps guide you in your purpose in your career. Someone who has been there and done that. Kind of like the show, Donald Trump, The Apprentice. A business mentor is someone who has paved the road with experience, expertise, and is ready to pass, some would say, down, I would say up, the mantle. The inheritance, the anointing, the know-how on to you. This business mentor is doing or has successfully been where you are going. So this means that no matter the age you are, anyone doing what and being what you aspire and inspire to do and be can be your mentor. Okay, teachable moment. Today you may find this person younger than you. Their experience and expertise may be beyond your years, especially today when we have so many, especially baby boomers, having to start their purpose path on a different road. As a mentee, find someone who is a trusted guide or friend, especially when you are young. Young people today don't get as much of an opportunity to be friends with adults and older people. Learn how to listen to someone with experience, no matter your age. Find someone who is caring and responsible. Someone who will provide access to people, places, and things outside your routine lifestyle. Find someone who is positive. So think of three major things, or three keys that qualifies a good mentee. Even a mentee should be able to listen, should be committed, and be patient. Need to listen. Need to find someone to listen. Truth is hard to see. Peace is what is needed. Please answer this prayer for me. The problems that you've gone through, the testings that you've won, has shaped you for this moment to share where you have come from. So pardon me, please. May I have your attention as I interrupt your life? For you are someone's answer. Please give my truth and light. There are two African proverbs that I love. Children come as righteous teachers, and when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. We are all daily students of life, and we will always meet others who know things we do not know, no matter the age. What kind of mentee are you? Who is your business mentor? Do you have one? Who is that person or person that pours his or her knowledge into you? Now, do you have a spiritual mentor? My spiritual mentor is someone who mentors my heart, my spirit, and my moral self. Not necessarily a religious person, however, a person who believes and honors the divine, the much bigger, the sovereign will of God. This spiritual mentor creates an unconditional faith for you to be you. Authentic, childlike, and real, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I believe that God, the giver of destiny, loves us through others and gives to each of us through our life journey those who come as answers to prayer, angels of mercy, awesome mentors who bring a voice of love, truth, counsel, wisdom, forgiveness, support, and the list goes on. Who is your spiritual mentor? It has been my experience to have two mentors, two different types of mentors in my life, one for business and one for spiritual. I know I love myself, for I am able to be mentored, and I am a mentee. I am teachable, therefore I qualify to be someone's mentor. Number nine, do you know how to come out and play? I know how to come out and play. When you were young, remember the games you played? Hide and go seek, patty cake, right foot in, left foot out, Simon Says, and the list is endless. As toddlers, playing was our 9 to 5. I believe play is a natural, instinctive expression of exercise for the spirit, the mind, and the body. Play is about movement. Play is about relationship. Play is about sharing. So what do I mean? Movement keeps living in life. You know those people who just never move? They sit in the same chair every day. They drive down the same street. They go to the same store. They talk about the same things. They watch the same TV shows. play, when you come out and play in life, you give your life permission to move. Play is also about relationships, getting to know other people, new people, going outside your comfort zone and meeting people you would have never met had you not just out of the boat, had gone to a fair where you don't know one. Play is also about sharing. It's about keeping the purpose in life. Movement keeps living in life. Relationship keeps the intimacy in life. And sharing keeps purpose in life. This is how I think about play. There is child play and there is adult play. The key is to practice the balance between the two. Child play is from the heart, usually dominated or mostly physical. Adult play is from the mind, usually requires thinking, as in crossword puzzles and brain teasers. Healthy people play. They play with games. They stimulate both the body, heart, and the mind, head. Healthy people play musical instruments. Healthy people play for sports. Healthy people play for competition, and hopefully healthy people play for fun. Play is exercise. Exercise, again, is movement. Movement is natural. Come outside and play. One way to play is to participate in a planned activity that will enhance and support your ability to move and live in life. Another way to play is to practice the exchange, the intimacy of relationships, meeting new people. A third way to play is to share your movement, your purpose with another. Be with play as purposeful living activates you. P-L-A-Y, purposeful living activates you. How would you love to spend children? Let's go to all nine questions. Do you know what your name means? Do you know your favorite color and what it means? Do you drink enough water every day? Are you the same person in your public life and in your private life? Are you gifted God's investment for today? And what kind is it? Are you listening to your body? Are you a mentee? On purpose, I mean. Are you a mentor with consciousness? Do you know how to come out and play? Do we find you guilty? Are you preparing to be part of our love, keep love present, and love myself workshop at Duke University next month? In May, I will be introducing again to you one of the inspirers of the Teach Love Present Work, where we will talk about things that will make us more conscious, more present about loving ourselves. As I shared last week, for those of us who are a work in progress, join me. After our four love conversations, we will answer three questions again next week. Our final three questions. Lady J would love to take your questions and comments at this time. The number to call is 1-347-945-6789. Share with us the gift you know you are. What is the meaning of your name? Mine is Jacqueline. It means success, to succeed. What are your favorite colors? Mine is yellow and gray, sometimes sprinkled with a little red. Thank you again for joining Lady J at the Love Court. Are you guilty for loving yourself? Keep love present, starting with you, your own uniqueness, loving others as you love yourself. See you next Monday for our final three questions, collecting evidence proving I love myself. Pardon me, please. May I have your attention? I know you have plans. You see, I have this mentoring invitation. There is someone praying, morning, noon, and night, praying through the darkness, looking for some answer inside the light. Heart heavy laden, mind full of fear, questions flooding the soul, eyes filled with tears. Need someone to listen. Truth is hard to see. Peace is what is needed. Please answer this prayer for me. The problems that you've gone through, the testing that you've won, has shaped you for this moment to share where you have come from. So pardon me, please. May I have your attention as I interrupt your life if you are someone mentoring answer. To give my truth and light. Collecting evidence, proving that I love myself.